Let's spit out some fake news to get you there. Friday morning fake news. That's the game we play.
Fake news.
For very real tickets. Friday morning fake news. We give you three news stories, two of which very, very true, the other which very much not. You tell us at 817-877-1921 which is, in your opinion, the fake news story, which one is not like the other. Present to you the three news stories. Number one.
Number one.
We start in Japan. This is perfect if you're a non-confrontational person who's tired of being annoyed or kind of scared. Japanese businesses are starting to pop up, and one in particular is a rent-a-person. Japan has a rent-a-person industry, which has all sorts of options for you. You can rent a grandmother. You can rent pretend siblings. You can rent people just for big muscle for, like, moving things. And then there's some niche offerings, like the kawaii hito, which is scary people. That's right. In Japan, you can rent people that have intimidating appearances, like men with tattoos, shaved head, bulky physiques, and they're available for accompanying customers to resolve interpersonal disputes, deal with people who bully you in the workplace, noisy, nosy neighbors, or just having problems in general. You can rent them by the hour in Japan. That's story number one. Number two.
Number two.
Let us go down to Sydney, Australia. G'day, mate. And a young child briefly went missing from a Sydney daycare after a grandfather mistakenly took home the wrong child from the daycare. The grandfather evidently arrived at the daycare when the children were nap time, sleeping. The room was dark. Well, the daycare workers go. They get the kid. They bring, from what I understand, small kid, baby, asleep. Grandpa takes it. Takes him to the car. Doesn't normally do this. So struggles with the car seat. Didn't know much of a difference. And takes the wrong baby home. Goes to sleep. And it wasn't until that night that the family realized that's not our baby.
Number three.
Or is it this? To Indianapolis. And local attorney Mark Zuckerberg is suing Facebook for shutting down his Facebook account. Facebook claims he is impersonating company founder Mark Zuckerberg. But Zuckerberg, also Mark, who has been a lawyer for 38 years in Indianapolis, filed a lawsuit accusing Facebook's parent company Meta of negligence, breach of contract. He says he's faced account deactivations multiple times despite efforts to communicate with the company. Mark Zuckerberg is seeking an injunction to prevent further shutdown and seeking an undisclosed amount from Mark Zuckerberg. And we now go to you. First up here. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you?
This is Liz Garcia, and I'm in Springtown, Texas.
Very good. Happy Friday there, Liz. What are we doing out in the town of Springtown?
Right now, I'm just running to the store.
Very good. I drive, but that's cool. You're up here first in Friday morning fake news. One, two, or three, what would you say is the fake news story?
I think number three is the fake story.
Number three!
That would be Mark Zuckerberg suing Mark Zuckerberg, an attorney, saying that Meta keeps kicking him off Facebook because they think they're making fun of the other Mark Zuckerberg. That is a true story. That is actually happening in court right now. Zuckerberg versus Zuckerberg. I'm putting my money on Mark Zuckerberg to win.
Right.
But as opposed to the guy that rules Facebook with an iron mouse, the lawyer Mark Zuckerberg is actually a human. Oh, well, thank you so much. We appreciate you listening in the Springtown.
Thank you.
You have a great morning. All right, we move on here. You're up next here. Who is this? Where are you in Friday Morning Fake News?
This is Brett. I'm in Granbury.
Brett in the Bury. What are we doing out there, Mr. Brett?
I'm just working.
Oh, the porta-johns? You haul the porta-potties, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Hauling the porta-johns. We got a big weekend. Every weekend's a big weekend in the porta-potty industry, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so there you go. All right. Well, three is off the board. That was taken, and that was true. So we're down to one or two. What do you think the fake news story is?
I think it's number two.
Number two?
Number two!
The granddad that took the kiddo that wasn't the kiddo that the family actually was related to.
Yes, sir.
That is a true story, Brett and the Bird. Yes.
Right.
Evidently, the daycare, it was dark, and he was struggling with the car seat so much, didn't even notice it was the wrong kid. When he got home, he put the kid back to the nap. The kid slept. He took a nap. They woke up that night, and then they realized, wait a minute.
No.
That or it was like our grandpa's, and it would have just been, that one's close enough. I'll take him.
Right.
Oh, Brett. All right. Appreciate you, buddy. Have a great weekend, and thank you for what you do. With the Portage.
Thank you. You too.
Good morning here. You're up next. Who is this? Where are you?
Hey, KB, this is James from KC.
James in the Kansas City, the home of the Kelce and the Swift.
Yeah.
You tired about hearing of that?
Yes, sir. I sure am.
All right. Might you be in town for next Wednesday night, though?
Yes, sir. I am. Well, actually,
this would work out well because you're showing up at the right time, my friend.
Okay.
Three was a true story. Two, true story. So what would you say is the fake news story?
I got to go with number one.
He is doing what the Cowboys could not do last night, and that is winning something that was literally gifted to him. Oh, man. You got it. That's right. That is a fake news story. It came out early in the week that it was a real story, but about 2 days ago it got debunked. There evidently, as of yet, it's not a company where you can rent a person in Japan. That is still largely frowned upon.
Right. That's good. That's great.
And certainly they don't advise you doing that here. But if you do, that would be over on the east side of Fort Worth, probably. Anyway,
either way,
you're going to your Texas Rangers there.
All right. I appreciate it, buddy.
That is Friday morning fake news.